Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Back with Hannah in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sell week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at okcwest.com or drop by the sell barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West.
We're talking today with Hannah Thompson Weeman from the Animal Agriculture Alliance. Hannah, just put a report out. You've had some folks on the ground at a 2017 Animal Rights National Conference. Give us a little bit of an overview of who shows up at these kind of things.
The Animal Ag Alliance has released reports from animal rights conferences for many years. We see it as a way to be the eyes and ears of the industry at these events, get an idea of what tactics and strategies might be coming next from these groups who are just opposed to what we do in animal agriculture, and they're willing to do a lot of things and say a lot of things and use a lot of different tactics to misrepresent what we do and make our consumers distrustful of animal agriculture. The groups at the Animal Rights National Conference are all working towards that goal of animal liberation, of viewing animals as equal to humans, which of course means we can't use them, whether it's for entertainment or transportation or for food. So at the Animal Rights National Conference, it's put together by the Farm Animal Rights Movement, but pretty much all the big names in animal rights activism, HSUS, PETA, the Humane League, Mercy for Animals, they're all either sponsors or they have speakers there and they're involved in this event.
One thing's for certain, these anti-animal agriculture activists are very aggressive.
The animal rights groups are more and more, we've seen this over the past several years, they're encouraging their members and they're encouraging people who follow their philosophies to be very aggressive in going after animal agriculture. There have been speakers who have been to jail before for these things, but they come out and they speak to the audience and they encourage them to break the law, be willing to push boundaries, be as aggressive as you have to be. This year there was a lot of discussion of vigils and protests and showing up on farms or showing up to processing plants to protest and talking about how it's okay if you break the law. One speaker mentioned that if you have concerns about animal welfare, you should call an activist group. Don't call the police because they think the police are somehow in cahoots with animal agriculture. So this willingness to be extreme, to go as far as possible, confrontation was a word that was brought up, confrontational activism, things like open rescues, which is their term for breaking into farms and taking animals out of barns. Those are all things that the speakers at this conference were encouraging the audience to do. So it's very alarming to hear these extremist actions being encouraged, being suggested, and knowing the lengths that they're willing to go to get onto farms. And of course, that creates a lot of concerns for biosecurity, for animal health and welfare, and just very alarming to the industry about the tactics these groups are willing to take.
Hannah Thompson Weeman of the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know that when it comes to grocery shopping for beef, convenience continues to be the key? Through Checkoff-funded market research, we know millennials want cooking shortcuts that are efficient and practical. As a result, Your Beef Checkoff is reaching them through their mobile phones with ideas for creativity, efficiency, and savings. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Beef Checkoff is helping millennials understand that beef is a smart food choice. Learn and share more at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your Checkoff dollar.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.